1230 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. White House Budget Office has told agencies to come up with mass firing plans in the event of a government shutdown next week. Top Democrats still urging the president to return to the negotiating table. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Democrats are ready, willing, and able to sit down with anyone, at any place, at any time, to avoid the Republican-caused government shutdown.
Sources tell CBS News federal prosecutors will decide on criminal charges against former FBI Director James Comey before the statute of limitations expires next week. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Trump allies have accused Comey of lying to Congress 5 years ago this month when his testimony conflicted with other witnesses.
A rap mogul scheduled to appear at court in New York ahead of next week's sentencing. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Sean Combs' lawyers will argue today that the sex acts performed by his two former girlfriends were consensual.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The $30 million in FEMA disaster aid for the area could grow if more flood victims apply for help. FEMA officials say that everyone who applies before the November 12th deadline will get the full amount they qualify for, even if the total exceeds the initial funding. So far, over $20 million has been approved for Milwaukee, Waukesha, and Washington counties. A big state Senate race is shaping up in southeastern Wisconsin, where Racine's transit director is jumping in for the 21st district. Trevor Young says he wants to move past the personal insults that have taken over politics and get back to what really matters for families.
I think it's, getting there. And we just have to make a choice in this election to stop the nastiness. I think people are sick of the anger and divisiveness and the name calling. And instead of doing that, we should be spending our time talking to people about what's really important.
Young appeared on the Don Rosen Show and pledged to focus on jobs, education, and making life more affordable for everyone if elected. The district is more competitive after redistricting. Longtime Republican State Senator Van Wongard hasn't decided if he'll run again for the seat. Wongard claims Young will back, quote, crazy liberal ideas and is more in line with voters in San Francisco, not Wisconsin. The 21st district now includes the north side of Racine, Caledonia, Raymond, and parts of southern Milwaukee County. Planned Parenthood says it will stop scheduling abortion appointments in Wisconsin. Starting next Wednesday, the group will pause services while it figures out how to move forward under a new federal law signed by the president this summer. That law blocks abortion providers from receiving Medicaid dollars for a year. Planned Parenthood says they're trying to see as many patients as possible before the deadline and that they're looking at legal action to keep services available. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers return home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are back to host the Reds tomorrow night. They beat the Padres 3-1 to finish the regular season with the most wins on the road, 45. Jackson Churio, though, just 1-for-4 at the plate. Pat Murphy.
He's had some not-so-good at-bats where he leaves his zone, chases down especially, or chases up. As young as he is, hopefully he learns it.
NFL, it's the Packers and the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. I asked Micah Parsons if he's ever spoken to Cowboys owner Jerry Jones since being traded to Green Bay.
Nah, I mean, I never even heard from Jerry Jones himself when I even got traded. I found out through my agent. Like, I haven't talked to Jerry Jones since, like, what, OTAs?
Jones on The Fan in Dallas.
Jerry, do you think with the Micah deal that you let your money get mad and it just became a little bit too personal versus a football decision?
Absolutely not. Not at all. It was nothing personal. I told you I like Micah.
That's Cowboys owner Jerry Jones with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The WAUK Text to Win contest sponsored by Horizons Law Group, where they educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best. HorizonsLaw.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north to northwest at 5 to 10. Clear tonight, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 78. And we're going to stay sunny with above average highs in the 70s through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman Program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local civic media radio station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Jeopardy champ Ben Chan into the studio. He'll make the popcorn pick of the week. And Norm Kopesky from Appleton Cigar drops by to talk about his beard contest.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning. It is 7:06. Nice to have you back here in Madison, not the Lake Wissota studios. I guess we could call them, Parker Olson's here with me as well. Is it the Lake Monona studio, the Lake Mendota studio? I mean, we're on the isthmus here, so I don't know which lake is technically closer to us.
I don't know. We could say
the isthmus studios, but then the newspaper people would get mad at us.
Yeah, they'll probably get annoyed, I would probably go with Mendota.
Okay, from our Lake Mendota studios, welcome to Studio A2. Brittany Merlot, meteorologist, is here as well to talk about the weather. But first, Brittany, can you believe we're in the same room, Parker and I?
No. I can't even believe it. It doesn't look like it, first of all.
Right?
I'm jealous.
I know. It's quite the party here. See,
I'm
over here.
Parker turned his camera.
On the camera that you got out of a Cracker Jack box or something like that.
Pretty close.
It always looks like Parker has jaundice or something. And meanwhile.
I can't even argue. Yeah.
Both Luke Mathers and Todd Alba. Apparently, I badgered them a lot about the video quality coming out of this place. I know it's a radio show, but if you're gonna stream video, you know,
right?
You should put a little effort behind it. They put a lot of effort behind it. I mean, this thing is so Vegas looking behind me. I am waiting for a cocktail. What John or Gordy should be dressed up as a cocktail waitress and offer to serve me something before I go watch Dean Martin and Don Rickles perform in the lounge down here. This is a wild setup.
It is very bright.
I am very complimented and more than a little intimidated at what they're able to pull off when you just say, "Hey, can we just not have a blank wall behind me?" Like, all right, Kreitlow, how about this? A little bit of overkill. I like it. Hey, coming up in just a moment, we haven't forgotten, it's our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. That keyword is coming up shortly, but we've kept Brittany waiting long enough, so y'all keep waiting for that keyword. It is coming. But first, Brittany, as I was driving down yesterday from Chippewa Falls, and it timed out perfectly. I got in the Jeep right when the Brewer game was starting because they had afternoon baseball, and got here just as it was over. It was such a gorgeous, sunny drive. We don't have the fall colors thing going yet, but I really could not argue weather-wise with what we had, how much of that carries over into today and beyond.
Oh, so much of it. We have a beautiful forecast once we get through this fog. A lot of thick fog scattered throughout the state this morning. Dense in places, less than a mile visibility. So if you still have somewhere to go, still trying to get to work, leave early, drive slow. Be safe out there. It is pretty thick in spots. That will lift by 9 o'clock this morning, that dense fog advisory from Ashland to Green Bay, and of course, north and east of that area. The rest of the state, though, just patchy spots of it, especially in those low-lying river areas. Otherwise, a bright and beautiful day, mostly sunny once again, highs in the low to mid-70s. A few of us will hit some upper 70s today, and then we push repeat for tomorrow. We get even warmer into the weekend, where down south, you're going to be hitting 80 degrees up north. Upper 70s. We hold that trend for the entire weekend into next week. I was trying to find rain in the forecast. It doesn't look like it's going to be here until next weekend. So we've got a long, dry stretch of a ton of sunshine. Gorgeous.
So the top might come down off the Jeep for a time.
Yeah, for a week straight, you can pull it off, Pat. All right. I'm going
to
do it.
All right. Well, good. That's good to know. From Robbie says, good morning from Tigerton. It is foggy and 52 degrees. The visibility in Tigerton is a mile. So Pat's Chippewa Valley fog that they've had the last few mornings made it to Tigerton today. I'm not sure fog commutes like that, but I get the sentiment.
I like to think that it does.
Yeah, well, yeah, in some horror movies, you know, the blob, you know. Yep. Let's see. Rob mowed 5 yards in the Tigerton and Wittenberg areas yesterday. The weather was beautiful. Today he's got 5 lawns to mow, so he's going to be busy. Yesterday had a cheeseburger lunch at Rachel's Roadside. Pat, Brittany, and everyone out there, you have to stop at Rachel's Roadside in Wittenberg for their great food. Well, that's awfully nice. Tony, commenting on the background here, says the natural light in Pat's home office can't be matched. That's true. Yeah. That's the one nice thing I got going. But then he goes on to say, if we're talking backgrounds, I'm still missing behind Parker the Dear Leader portrait of the handsome and capable Luke Mathers. We did talk about that. Where's the portrait of Luke looking over your shoulder?
We should do that, actually. That would be pretty easy to do. You know what would be easier to do?
What?
Is we could get a slide and put it on the little TV behind
you. Put it on the
TV
behind you here?
Yeah.
Yes, we could do that. Actually, what I'd like to do, but it might come off mean, so I'm going to go ahead and spoil it right now.
Oh, boy.
Is that we come out to a 3-shot like this sometime, and you've got a portrait of Luke over your shoulder, and there's one over my shoulder, and there's one over Brittany's shoulder. It just completely has that Dear Leader look to it. Oh, that would be... It would all be in good fun, Mr. Mathers. Just I want to make sure that I emphasize that. So,
oh, he says no, period.
Oh, okay.
Well, come on, Luke.
Dang it.
That's no, he's that's why he's the boss. Brittany, thank you so much. We'll talk to you in the next hour.
Sounds good.
All right. Remember, sign up for those newsletters that we put out at Up North News by heading over to upnorthnewswi.com. We have a weekday version. We have a Sunday morning version that focuses on politics, including our question of the week. And then Civic Media has a brand new newsletter. And I mean, it is a good looking newsletter, really worth taking a peek at. Head to civicmediatoday.substack.com. Again, civicmediatoday.substack.com for that. I guess it's time for a keyword here. I've kept everybody waiting long enough over
here.
Let's
have a little fun with these
keywords. Well, good. All right. It is time. Oh, look at that. Cool music there. I like it.
I do kind of think it sounds like a monkey every now and then. I don't really know what that's about. But
time for the day's first round of the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Green and gold. You can get cash and jewelry. Do that through the Civic Media app. Look up one of the stations. Use the text button for this 7 a.m. hour. You have to text us this hour's keyword before 8 a.m. There are 7 chances to win throughout the day, different keywords each time, so you can enter up to 7 times a day. Of all the day's entries in this multi-station, multi-state game, one lucky winner will get $200 cash, that's the green, and a gold-plated chain. And then one really lucky winner from all the entries for the whole two-week contest will win the grand prize of 2 club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay versus Minnesota. Play a little football, a Green Bay home game on November 23rd at noon, plus a gas card to get you to the game. Total value of this grand prize package is more than $1,500. Full contest rules at civicmedia.us. All right, here is this hour's keyword to text us before 8 a.m. Fall. Not autumn, it's fall. F-A-L-L. The word is fall, y'all. F-A-L-L. Your next chance to enter will be during the 9 o'clock hour of Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air and Greg Bach. So go for the green and gold before 8 o'clock today and send us the keyword fall. There. How simple was that? Parker, we've had non-perfect shows, right? We've had days where you didn't have to jump up that quickly, but we've had our rough patches.
We've had a hiccup or so.
Have we ever caused 10,000 gallons of wastewater to be dumped into Lake Michigan?
Not that I'm aware of.
I mean, metaphorically, perhaps, but not quite literally.
No.
The story from Caitlin Luby in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel: employee error causes wastewater overflow that dumped 10,000 gallons into Lake Michigan. Apparently, it happened during a shift change. Not sure where the miscommunication occurred, but an employee observed wastewater overtopping the emergency overflow structure at their South Shore facility on September 23rd. Let's see, the overflow lasted about 30 minutes, and there is potential for human exposure through recreational use of the waterway. Apparently, too much water came through a gate when it shouldn't have, and untreated wastewater overtopped an emergency barrier there. Corrective actions were taken as soon as it was discovered. Oops.
Whoops. Yes.
I mean,
in essence, oops.
I mean, every job has those things that you could do. That to me is a pretty big one. That's on par with like Homer Simpson working at a nuclear power plant, you know, and hitting a particular button.
Yeah.
So it raises this question.
Oh boy.
What have you done?
What have I done?
Well, and I'm talking to the listeners.
Oh.
Yeah. What Oof. Have you
I
done?
I thought I screwed up and you were trying to get me there. Okay.
Tell us a story about something that you've done. Or a coworker, but you gotta, you know, protect people. We're not here to slander people or get them in trouble, so you gotta be nice about it. And mine isn't anywhere on par with, you know, 10,000 gallons of wastewater.
Yeah.
But in this business, it is very possible to say the wrong thing and to have to then apologize on air. And I did that once in my first radio job out of college.
Ooh.
Where somebody told me a story about something that had happened to their car in a car wash.
Sure.
And it was a funny story. I'm not even going to bore you with the details, but it seemed funny. But I thought, well, you know, I'll try to make it as generic as possible. Well, needless to say, the owner of the local car wash heard the story and, you know, construed it in a way that all the listeners would know that it was the local car wash, despite my attempts to say otherwise. And I got to say, that's the only time I've truly cheesed off a sponsor and got read the riot act. And I mean, truly read the riot act and having to apologize on air the next day. Now, there are a lot worse things that can happen in this business. There's naughty words and there's, you know, slander and getting your facts wrong and all of that. So I feel very fortunate that way. But, you know, again, it's not 10,000 gallons of sewage. So, and we can't even ask you, Mr. Parker, to make a confession because, I mean, this is kind of early in your career and,
yeah,
you know, you can't.
Trying to think of anything that I did in college. I don't really know of anything. There were.
Wait, you told me there were like super issues, you know, where you put like the wrong word on screen or something like that. I don't know. Tony asking, how big are those FCC fines again? Well, yeah, that's why we.
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah, let's see. Alicia, Navy vet, says she was on the flight deck 2005 moving jets. I was in the cockpit. The yellow shirt on the deck pulled an ordnance pin that had flares attached. Arming the flares near the tail hook almost took out two sailors working on the tail hook. Yeah, see, that's a story right there.
That's worse than anything we've probably done.
Yeah, again, haven't taken out sailors, haven't blown up a plane, anything like that. Tony reminds us that Parker's still on probation, isn't he? He can't really incriminate himself.
How do you know
yet.
About that, Tony? I thought that the background check was confidential.
I know, but everybody knows you're still relatively new here. So remind me of this next week when John and Gordy are on, because John and Gordy have been involved in broadcasting for something like 78 years, and I'm sure that they've got some stories to tell as well. So we'll look forward to that. Anyway, and you can continue to share your stories, either get in the comment sections of Facebook or YouTube for either Up North News or for Civic Media, or use the Civic Media app, or best of all, if you're able to, get over to the Civic Media app and use the voice note feature and tell us the story.
Yeah.
I'd love to get more people using that voice note feature and tell us what happened. Now, obviously, we'll have to make sure that there isn't anything slander, libelous, anything like that. But tell us a story about a big-time goof at work. We'd love to hear that. Coming up, we're going to be talking to State Democratic Party Chair Devin Remiker about a very busy 2026 campaign season that is already underway. We're part of America's Up North, wherever we are in Wisconsin, including here in Madison, live. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
My problem is I don't ever eat fish fries, so when I do it, I overdo it. I ordered a large perch, ate everything on my plate, and I felt like I wanted to die. And now I don't want to eat fish again, maybe ever.
I know it's a staple to get breaded fish, but if you don't get the bread on it, you know, you can kind of get away with eating more.
I'm not trying to gain weight for football here. I'm like, I just want to have a nice meal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WAUK. My name is Greg Bach. I'm back, and here's what's going on in southeastern Wisconsin this morning. I'm very excited to talk about this event because it's actually going on right now as we speak, and how you can be involved in it is by going to the Civic Media app, opening it up, and looking for 99.7 The Max. And to tell you more about the event, I'm going to turn it over to David Grant, who's the host of their morning show. He stopped by Matt and Air on Air yesterday to talk about everything they're doing for Hope House and how you can get involved.
And another reason why you should have the Civic Media app is you have the opportunity to listen to Civic Media stations all across the state, including in Baraboo, joining us for Audio Sorbet right now. Dave Grant from Max FM in Baraboo. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great. How about yourself today, Jane?
We are great. We just had a wonderful conversation with the Wisconsin Cranberries Association. He was so much fun. Mm-hmm. But I love this fundraiser that you do. One of the reasons that I wanted to talk about this is because people in southeastern Wisconsin can actually take part in this fundraiser that's happening in Baraboo tomorrow. Tell us about the fundraiser for Hope House.
Yeah, so certainly people can actually get involved worldwide this year because we're going to be streaming over the Civic Media app starting at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, 99.7 Max FM in Baraboo, 103.7 FM in Reedsburg. And we're doing the Max FM Hope House Radio Request-a-thon to benefit Hope House for Purple Thursday. And we let our listeners take over the airwaves, and you get to pick any song you want to hear. Minimum donation of $5 gets that request on the air, $10 to do a dedication. And if you want to bump the song like you just heard, $25 gets that song off the air and replaces that song.
I love that so much.
I have a question though. So let's okay. So Dave, say you request a song and you pay your $5 and it's whatever. Yep. So let's just say
it's the Bears Still Suck.
It's the Bears. Okay, we'll use that as an example. And I say no, I want to knock it off the air, so I have to pay $25 to knock it off the thing. Can you, as Dave Grant, who really wants to hear that song, call back and say, I'll give you $100 to play that song? Is it like almost like a counter, like back and forth?
It is, and it's funny you mention that, Greg, because what happened last year, someone wanted to hear the Bears Still Suck, so we put it on air, and so a Bears fan didn't like that, so then they did the Bears Super Bowl Shuffle, and this went back and forth for about 20 minutes last year, and, you know...
And we all had to suffer.
We did. It was like, okay, when that came on, I immediately got out my $25 and then put that right down the table and said, no, no, we can't have this. And so it does happen. There's a lot of requests that come in. Someone doesn't want to hear. We had a family going back and forth last year. Their daughter played Christmas music. And guess what? Mom and dad were like, no Christmas music in September. So they put their request in. Daughter bumps their request off. They went back and forth for about a half hour. It was priceless. And it all benefits Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. It's such a wonderful way to help them out. Our goal is lofty. $5,000 goal.
We can do it.
We will do it. Yeah. Tell us about Hope House, because Hope House is really one of the only shelters that's available for several counties in your area. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that is correct. So Hope House is a domestic violence shelter that serves five counties in our area. It's the only domestic violence shelter in Sauk, Columbia, Marquette, Juneau, and Adams County. So it's a wide coverage area that they help support. And so all this money goes to help Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. They lost a lot of federal funding last year, and so we're trying to do our best to help supplement that because they have an incredible mission, and we want to help them. And last year, we had a goal of $3,500, and we met it at the very last minute after some of my coworkers talked me into getting purple fingernails if we hit that goal.
You did.
And we did hit the goal, end up with purple fingernails. And this year, if we hit $5,000, myself, and our co-host Emily is going to dye her hair purple. We even got the new intern who's been here 3 days. He's going to dye his hair purple.
Wow.
If we hit the $5,000 goal. He's got blonde hair right now, and he's going to go purple if we hit this goal.
Welcome to radio, kid.
Yep.
Again, one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on, Dave, is because we can help you reach that goal. Mm-hmm. $5 at a time, $10 at a time, $25 at a time. You can listen tomorrow and take part in this. And all you have to do is download the Civic Media app and then just click on Max FM. And you can listen to the stream starting at 7 o'clock in the morning, and you can make your requests. You can counter bid to knock somebody off the air, which I just love so much.
And we made it real easy. We're going to have the link right on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. It'll be up there by 7 o'clock at the latest. You can also go to our website, max.fm. You can click on the community calendar. We already have the link out there. So if you click on the Hope House request link, you'll get that right now. Somebody already put a request in for tomorrow morning.
Oh, can you tell us what it is?
You know, I can tell you what it is because it's going to be interesting because I know the person that made the request as well. So that's kind of the neat part about this as well. And so we're going to hear Prince 7, and then we're also going to hear Tootsie Roll by the 69 Boys. And so... I know who made that request already, but you're going to have to listen tomorrow to find out.
It was Jane Matinere.
That would not be my request. Yeah. I have a different request because I'm going to call in tomorrow.
And I also just want to let everyone know that if you want to also, you can go to civicmedia.us and find the links. You can go to Max FM's website. Not only will the website for their station be in the show notes, but the website to the direct event will be there as well.
Stick around because later in the show, I'm going to play another selection of our interview with David Grant, who's the host of the 99.7 FM Max Morning Show. And we'll be talking more about the Requestathon for Hope House. If you want to find out more about the event itself, go to max.fm, and at the top of the page, you will see it right there, the Radio-a-thon. You can click there, you can make a donation, request a song, and give what you can. You're listening to WAUK's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. For WAUK and Civic Media, my name is Greg Bach. I'll talk to you in 20 minutes. It's 7:29.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Waukesha's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for matinee and air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
No artificial dyes. How can Wisconsin food manufacturers get around it? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. One ice cream maker in Chautauqua never had artificial dyes. His story next.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Alan Kirshner from Kirshner Super Premium Ice Creams in Chautauqua has only been in business about a year. But from the very beginning, he decided they were not going to use artificial dyes at all.
We're the only ice cream shop in Wisconsin that has never used artificial dyes. So from the very beginning, that was before the national conversation on artificial dyes. We were doing it. We also don't use carrageenan. It's a kind of a it's red seaweed. It's a cheap stabilizer that's virtually in almost all ice cream. That's why a lot of people, after they eat ice cream, after 20 minutes, their gut kind of irritates them. That's not the, may not necessarily be the dairy, but it typically is that carrageenan. We don't use that, so we're carrageenan-free.
That's Alan Kirshner, owner, operator, and founder of Kirshner's Super Premium Ice Cream in Chautauqua. His dedication to a clean label on his Super Premium Ice Cream catapulted him to the grand champion spot of the World Dairy Expo Championship Dairy Product Contest in the category of ice cream, sherbet, frozen yogurt, and gelato. He'll be in Madison at World Dairy Expo on Monday to receive the award for his peanut butter chocolate ice cream.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation, that's BioVet. And keeping it dairy, the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association's announced four exceptional dairy processors that have earned their inaugural Member Impact Awards. They include Organic Valley Crop Cooperative as Advocate of the Year, Masters Gallery Foods, the Employer of the Year, AgriPort Sustainable Stewardship Award, and Nasonville Dairy, the Culture of Excellence Award. Those awards will be presented October 21st. That's literally food news on a Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
The 540 WAUK Text to Win contest is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north to northwest at 5 to 10. Clear tonight, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 78. And we're going to stay sunny with above average highs in the 70s through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We don't always agree politically, but Bill McCosh.
Thanks for having me. You want to talk Brewers first?
It's been a really special season, and it's not whether you're wearing red or blue hats, it's yellow and blue.
How do you come together in politics? This is one of the ways. Yeah. Find some common ground and then expand on that. And then you got to listen to the other side.
Our neighbors are not our enemies. We can disagree politically, but still find ways to bring our community together.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Allbaugh.
Jimmy Kimmel is back on Late Night. Keegan Kelly is in from crack.com to tell us what it means moving forward, and we'll recombobulate with Dan Schaefer. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Coming to you live on this Thursday from Madison Studio A2, I'm Pat Kreitlow, Parker Olson here producing. We'll talk to Devin Remiker, State Democratic Party Chair, in just a sec. First, a reminder that the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest is going on, as it does every morning in the 7 o'clock hour this week and next week. So you have until 8 o'clock to text us the keyword FALL, F-A-L-L, before 8 o'clock. Then there will be more chances throughout the day to text keywords in, and so you can get multiple entries for the daily prize, which is some cash and some jewelry, and the grand prize, which is some very coveted football tickets. So FALL, F-A-L-L, is what you want to text before 8 o'clock. All right, we've talked about a couple of political matters today, obviously, already, not just the political violence in Dallas from yesterday that I mentioned in our previous segment, but the entry of Congressman Tom Tiffany into the governor's race, his attempt to shift his stance on abortion, and also the fact that 2026 is going to be one busy year, not just the general election, but there will be primaries in many districts, congressional districts, legislative districts, governor, and more. So it's a lot of plates to keep spinning if you're the state party chair. And yet Devin Remiker signed up for the gig. And so here he is joining us now. Devin, it's nice to have you here. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Pat. Appreciate it.
Let's start first with an overview. You succeeded Ben Wickler, well, not that terribly long ago. So what do you think of the job so far? This is your chance to say, my God, what have I done? Get me out of here.
Well, I'm really enjoying it. Thankfully, having worked with Ben and even Chair Martha Lanning before him, I very much knew what I was signing up for. It's obviously been an action-packed first 3 months on the job, starting July 1st, between the state budget, the federal budget, the governor's announcement that he's not seeking re-election, and our growing crop of fantastic nominees for governor and offices all around the state. So I'm just really excited to be able to keep up the fight, proud to have continued our success on many fronts, including beating the state Republican Party 3-1 on the latest finance report in August.
Oh, there you go. See, there's plenty of enthusiasm already, as seen not just in those contributions, but in candidates as well. So we will get to that, but I think we'll probably go in order of how I introduce the segment here. So let's start with the political violence of Dallas and, of course, other recent events as well. And in my mind, from a Wisconsin standpoint, you can't talk about the reaction to political violence without talking about the, shall we say, emotionally supercharged and threatening tweets from Congressman Derek Van Orden. But then you had, responses from the president and vice president of the United States yesterday. And so I'd kind of like to start with your own reaction to what you believe political figures from both parties ought to be saying when we have episodes of political violence like this in our country.
So when the tragic shooting of Charlie Kirk happened, I spoke out very quickly and clearly, calling for folks to turn down the rhetoric and the temperature. I genuinely believe that political violence has no place in our dialogue and in our political system. Unfortunately, what we have seen are folks like Derek Van Orden fanning the flames with very, very inflammatory rhetoric. I think he was up to over 700 tweets, doing everything from calling for basically another civil war to threatening to take away funding from the Mayo Clinic and the city of Eau Claire and Ellsworth within his own district, along with hospital networks. It is absolutely deranged what he is doing. You know, even yesterday, he was threatening to hold the Wisconsin Democratic Party legally accountable. And we have Vice President J.D. Vance basically telling at least half of the country's population that they can go straight to hell. It is really sad. It is really unfortunate. And I think that we have the opportunity to turn the page on this divisive rhetoric, this inflammatory rhetoric in 2026. And I'm looking forward to the opportunity to do that.
Now, you know, Jimmy Kimmel is not the most important political figure today, but his return to TV yesterday told me, or the day before, I should say, told me that there may be a turn that's being made, a pivot in terms of the recognition of ordinary Americans that, yeah, they're used to political back and forth, but there's something in this particular case about, you know, taking a talk show host off the air for things that he said. There were plenty of conservatives that came to Jimmy Kimmel's defense as well. I wonder if you sense that in the general public, or is this kind of a one-off and it'll quickly be forgotten until the next time Donald Trump and his FCC chair and others try to restrict people's First Amendment rights?
I don't think it'll be easily forgotten. I think this was a wake-up call for a lot of people. You know, the silencing of free speech by conservatives was really pushed in the last few weeks, and it really culminated with the taking off the air of Jimmy Kimmel. I think that when folks are trying to stop people from speaking out, that is the time to speak louder than before. I think a lot of people heard that loud and clear. And it also laid bare a lot of the Republican hypocrisy on this issue. I almost feel bad for some of the folks to have to clean up for Donald Trump sometimes, but they were spending weeks, or a week rather, saying that, you know, this was a business decision, that he, you know, the government had nothing to do with it. And then Donald Trump just goes out and tweets that, you know, he's going to take another run at ABC to try to get Kimmel off the air. I mean, it's very clear what he's doing. He's weaponizing the federal government to silence his dissent and to silence critics in his political opposition. And I think that that is a very stark and important moment for our country to take note of. I certainly don't think this is going to be the last time we see something like that out of the administration. And it makes our fight back all the more important.
We're talking to Devin Remiker. He's the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. And there are already multiple Democratic candidates running for governor. But we're going to start on the Republican side, where they now have their first, you know, marquee name, perhaps only their only one. I don't know who all will potentially come in and run for governor on the Republican side. But Congressman Tom Tiffany is a big name. But what's your assessment of him as a potential nominee when defending the governor's race next year?
Well, whether it's supporting the GOP's and Donald Trump's tariffs, taxes on working class Wisconsinites, taking away health care from working class Wisconsinites, he's been in lockstep with the administration every step of the way. And I think Tom Tiffany is somebody who we look at as just another stooge, a MAGA loyalist that is going to put Washington, D.C. And Donald Trump before Washington County and the rest of Wisconsin. And at the end of the day, I'm really looking forward to making sure every single Wisconsinite knows his track record. We're able to hold him accountable. I think he's going to try to moderate himself, as we always see Republicans do in these races. And we're not going to let him get away with it. We're going to make sure everyone knows Tariff Tom's real record of devastating working class Wisconsinites.
And one of those examples that I think folks noticed pretty quickly deals with women's reproductive health rights, where, you know, he has sponsored bills that would amount to total abortion bans, but is currently using some interesting verbal gymnastics to talk about, you know, supporting and maintaining the state's current 20-week law. But much like Scott Walker with Act 10 and with union busting laws, much like, I don't know, Supreme Court justices and Roe v. Wade, there seems to me to be a kind of a trustworthy factor when it comes to Tom Tiffany trying to pretend that he would not push for a 6-week or total abortion ban if he were to get elected.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, we have seen time and time again that Republicans say one thing to get elected and do another. They consistently betray their constituents and the promises that they make on the campaign trail. whether it's one of the examples you just gave, whether it was Scott Walker kind of putting out an ad that indicated he was a little bit more friendly on choice and then immediately moving an abortion ban once again in the state of Wisconsin when he was elected. The core of it is that Tom Tiffany supported a 6-week abortion ban during his time in Congress. He supported the bans that Republicans tried to move when he was in the state legislature. And we have also seen him help support Donald Trump's betrayal of his promises and the Republican Party's promises in 2024. They said they weren't going to touch people's Medicare, that they were going to stay away from Social Security. And we saw in the wake of the last budget being passed, that Trump officials commented that this is a backdoor for them to privatize Social Security. You simply cannot trust these individuals. And you can't trust them, Tom, might end up right alongside Toxic Tom and Tariff Tom, because it is a common theme.
We're talking to Devin Remiker. He's the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, the Democratic Party attracting a lot of candidates already for governor. That's not unexpected, but also multiple candidates in a couple of congressional districts, the 3rd district in western Wisconsin, the 8th district in northeast Wisconsin. And now there are multiple Democrats running in some legislative races that have announced already. So, Devin, you've worked with the party for many years. You're the new chair, but you've seen more than your share of primaries. What's your overview of not just the role of the state party, but frankly, there are a lot of county parties out there that, you know, the people kind of come and go in leadership positions. So what is it that you want people to know about how state and county parties treat primaries as we head into a very busy season before August of next year?
Absolutely. So primaries, from my personal perspective and what I bring into the role at the party, is that they're a healthy process. They are a way for candidates to be able to share their vision, ideas, and for the party to align around what our future is and what we're looking for out of the next generation of leadership. And I think right now, when there's a lot of folks that are trying to figure out what that looks like for the Democratic Party, both in Wisconsin and across the country, I think this is a really important process. I think what doesn't help the process is the party having its thumb on the scale. So the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, our county parties, our congressional district parties, all of our other units, we're going to be neutral in the governor's race, in congressional district primaries, in state legislative primaries. And I think that's really important. One of the quirks of Wisconsin is that we have a very late primary. It's going to be on August 11th next year, which gives us 84 days between the primary and the general election. And what we can have are folks that have hurt feelings because a thumb was on the scale or they feel like they didn't get a fair shake. I think an important part to having that process play out is making sure that folks do get that fair shake in the fair process and the party isn't favoring one person or the other, because we all have to come together within that 84-day window to go towards success. And we can't do that if we're working through hurt feelings.
I've got about a minute left just to ask you, in terms of the governor's race, that the state Democratic Party is already thinking about how best to assist whoever the nominee turns out to be during those 84 days. What is it that you're doing to help ensure a strong nominee?
Yeah, I'm really excited. We're partnering with outgoing governor, Tony Evers, to have the Governor Readiness Project, which is a all hands on deck effort to make sure that although we are neutral in these primaries, we're not just sitting on our hands until the primary is over. We're going to be focusing on holding the Republicans accountable and making sure that whoever our nominee is on election night, on August 11th, they have the team, the resources, and an already weakened opponent so that we can maximize those 84 days. It is going to be unprecedented in scope and scale, and I am really excited to be able to spend our time focusing on holding Tariff Tom accountable for devastating working Wisconsin families all the way in the run-up till August 11th.
State Democratic Party Chair Devin Remiker, it is great for you to take some time this morning to talk with us, give us a campaign update. We'll visit again soon. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Pat. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you so much. One more reminder before we head to break that we have our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. And again, you only have until 8 o'clock to text us the word fall, F-A-L-L. There will be more chances to win starting in the 9 a.m. hour, Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach. And then more chances beyond that to win a daily prize and a grand prize of football tickets to one of the biggest games of the season. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Joe Zepecki in our next hour.
as Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 540 WAUK. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize.
$200 cash and gold jewelry.
And be entered to win our grand prize.
Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota.
Download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. Complete rules at civicmedia.us. Sponsored in part by Pickleball Kingdom, a half mile north of Silver Spring off Pilgrim, Menominee Falls.
Listen for This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of 540 WAUK.
Hey, it's downtown Donnie Brown, and this week in Waukesha, we have Waukesha's Rob Kuzner, professor at UWM, talking about power electronics and the multiple opportunities for students, local businesses, and so much more, doing great things for the Navy here at UWM.
Log on to waukradio.com and search for This Week in Waukesha from 540 WAUK.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WAUK. My name is Greg Bach. I'm back, and here's what's going on in southeastern Wisconsin this morning. Yesterday, I played for you a selection from a conversation that Earl Ingram had with a young lady named Ayesha. She works with a group called WellPoint, and one of their missions is working with those coming out of the foster care system. And today, I'm going to play for you another selection of their discussion, and this time, Angel's going to enter the chat. She speaks about her life, her experience, and what she wants to give back to the community.
So what role did counseling play in your stability? Because I'm sure you went through a lot of counseling.
I will say It didn't really help. It wasn't really a help. I feel like the system trains a lot of therapists and counselors to do the same thing, same treatment. So I did do counseling a lot, moved through a lot of people, but it was always the same treatment plan, same things. I seen nothing different. It took for actually a certain adult to come into my life to show me and actually approach counseling in a different way. And although she wasn't a counselor, she just opened my mind to a different view on the world. She went through what I went through and just showed me you can make it out as far as that.
So how important is it that someone who experienced kind of like the same thing you did How important is it to have somebody who experienced the same thing as a person that you could sit down and have that conversation with?
It's very important. It shows that, because once again, as a young child, I would have never thought I'd be where I am today. I would have never thought I'd have a job, have my own place, have the goals and plans I have for the future, and even be succeeding in moving step closer to those goals. And so the having someone who's been through what you've been through, it just shows you can make it out, because in those times it's pretty dark and you're a child and you're still growing and you don't think you don't get, you know, you don't really think you can is going anywhere. You know, there's a lot of dark trauma that goes within your own mindset, and not everyone is there like helping you as you should. And a lot of adults at that time when I was younger in my life didn't really go through what I went through. So they were just based off what they think this should be, or what they feel like, how they feel like they should handle this, or how they feel like going through the treatments and the licenses and what they told them to do. They didn't really go based off what I feel. You can put yourself in my shoes. So I feel like it really helped me. Like, it literally changed me.
So tell me about the importance of the Youth Council and the role it's played.
I want to say it plays a big role for me. At first, I wasn't really serious with it. It took a couple times to start talking more and actually getting to know the other youth in it. And it plays a very big role. And it's actually, for me, I didn't realize until I started actually opening up outside of the Youth Council to other people and speaking and telling my story more and explaining, like, hey, you know, although I went through this, you know, I don't want you to feel pity for me. I don't want you to feel sorry, but I made something out of it. I came out of it and made something out of my story. And I want to like reach out to a lot of other kids, because once again, as a kid, you don't feel like you can make it this far. You don't feel like there's anything coming out of it. And so for us being kids that all been through our different stories, but been through similar things, it shows that we are this support system for youth and the Youth Council.
Aisha, it is a privilege and an honor to have an opportunity to sit down with you. Your strength, I can feel through every word that you spoke. And, you know, so what did you say you want to do with your life?
I want to open up a treatment facility for kids in the foster system, along with a group home. I want to go around the world and actually tell my story and make it something and actually spread the word, because I feel like my story is very powerful when I started to actually accept it and own it. And so I feel like I want to lead in the fact of the matter of making group homes and treatment facilities and making them better than what I went through.
So, you know, we're going to help you tell the story. This is just the beginning. So thank you very much, and we'll talk the next time.
Thank you.
Hey, Angel. It's good to see you again.
Hi. It's nice to see you as well.
Did you get a chance to hear the first segment?
I did. It made me smile, actually. I was in my bed, and I was doing homework, and then Miss Christine sent it to me, and I just started smiling before I even heard it. So just hearing it made me smile more.
You know, you young people, we got to get your stories out. We really have to get your stories out, because for every young person like the ones we've just interviewed here at Well Point, there are many young people who are lost, who feel alone, who feel overwhelmed, who feel like there's no chance for them and that there's no future for them. But you young people are the ones who will be able to give them the inspiration necessary. You don't realize just how important your stories are, and especially once we get them out, the people whose lives you're going to change.
Yes, that's one reason why every day I try to live with like a notion of like believing every day, like the smile that I give and like kind of a piece of a story that I tell, at least to my patients or just somebody around me, give some positivity, and then to let people know, like, to raise awareness around me. Like, there's a lot of awareness that needs to be made within my generation and then older generation as well.
I'd like to thank Aisha Angel, and Earl for having that wonderful discussion. And if you want to hear the entire interview, go to civicmedia.us/shows. Look for Earl's new podcast, What's Going On, and you can download it. The episode's entitled From Pain to Purpose, Girl's Point of View. You can listen to it anytime, anywhere. Again, that's civicmedia.us/shows. Stick around, because after the top of the hour news break, Pat welcomes Brittany Merlot with the weather, Chad Holmes with his stories from Wausau, and at 8:35, political consultant Joe Zepecki. Stay tuned. You're listening to WAUK's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in southeastern Wisconsin, go to WAUKradio.com and sign up for our newsletter. For WAUK and Civic Media, my name is Greg Bach. I'll talk to you in 20 minutes. It's 7:59.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. With the clock ticking, sources tell CBS News the Justice Department is close to making a decision on whether to seek an indictment against President Trump's longtime nemesis, James Comey. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Comey has denied wrongdoing, but the president publicly demanded Comey's prosecution in a social media post earlier this month.
White House has ordered government agencies to come up with mass firing plans in case of a shutdown next week. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Democrats do not support the partisan Republican spending bill because it continues to gut the health care of the American people.
Investigators in Dallas say they found anti-ICE language on bullets after a gunman killed a detainee outside a field office and left two others in critical condition, Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons.
There was no way he could have known detainees were in that vehicle. He was just indiscriminately shooting, hoping to cause some carnage and mayhem.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.